Welcome to the Halloween Evil Lives Fan Film Podcast. Welcome to today's podcast, Halloween Evil Lives, the Fan Film Podcast. Today's episode, we're going to explore two movies that took their franchises to the supernatural direction. One of them is called Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers, and the other one's from another franchise called Friday the 13th. It's called Jason Goes to Hell, The Final Friday. Halloween 6 is directed by Joe Chappelle, and Jason Goes to Hell is directed by Adam Marcus. Both are great movies, and they have their own spins on the mythos of those slasher killers. So we'll start with Halloween 6. Halloween 6 decided to go the direction of supernatural because you can only do so much with the lead character without trying to come up with something supernatural, because he's been blown up, shot, stabbed, and etc. So they had I believe it was Daniel Ferens wrote a good treatment, and he wanted to explain why, if you go back in part 5, why Michael Myers had that tattoo on his wrist. And he came up with this notion of this cult called Thorn. And then that got explored as, you know, a cult that said that if you didn't pass the curse of Thorn to someone in your village, that famine would come, death would come, illness would come. So they had to pass this curse on to someone, some tribe, some family in the village, in order to save the whole village, you know, or their country, you know, it depends. So it was explained that the Myers family had the curse of Thorn, and it was put on Michael. And that was the reason why he cannot be killed by normal means. He just keeps going on and on, because the cult protects him. They hide him until it's time for him to come out. And then they had a character of Tommy Doyle in this movie. And he said that, you know, on every time that Michael Myers would appear, that there'd be a constellation of Thorn in the sky. And that's why he would only appear at certain times, is because the constellation would appear, and that would signal the call of Thorn to allow Michael Myers to go out. Well, this was Miramax's first shot at doing a Halloween movie. They decided to make it a sequel. And the director and the Weinsteins and some other producers didn't get along well with it. So some of the supernatural stuff was eventually scrapped, instead making the Call of Thorn seem like a bunch of biogenetic engineerists who wanted to harvest Michael's DNA because he had an ability to regenerate and live long, and try to make an army of Michael Myers in sort of a way. They wanted to transfer the powers of Michael Myers to a boy named Danny in the movie and give him the curse of Thorn. They were going that direction with that. And this movie became quite a mess because there's two cuts to it. There's the director's cut and a producer's cut. Because what they actually did is they actually started filming stuff without the director's knowledge. I think the Weinsteins hired someone to go film additional footage. So if you ever have the chance, I believe on some streaming platforms, you can view the producer's cut of this movie. So why are we versing it with Jason Goes to Hell? Well, let's dip into Jason Goes to Hell here. Jason Goes to Hell is New Line's first crack at a Friday the 13th movie. Originally, it was with Paramount Studios. Now, as you know, Friday the 13th Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan, didn't do so well. So Paramount, they had about enough of doing Friday the 13th movies. And they decided to, you know, license it out to New Line Studios. New Line is known as the home of Freddy Krueger. You know, they also did the Ninja Turtles movie. And, you know, they decided, we're going to let this hip new studio take a crack at Friday the 13th. And this one was directed by Adam Marcus. He's a really good director. If you haven't had a chance, you should check out his movie on Amazon Prime. It's called Secret Santa. and he was a young, upcoming director, excuse me, and they decided to give him a chance, you know, chance at this. And just like with Michael Myers, there's only so much you can do with Jason. He's been through everything. So they had to come up with a great script of the reason why Jason just keeps going. In the last movie, he was melted by toxic waste in the sewers of New York. So this time they decided to say, well, there's a reason why Jason can't die. He has to be killed by one of his family members, and it has to be done with a mystical weapon, such as this dagger they show in the movie. So they decided that he's going to be supernatural now. And it's because the only reason why they could explain by part 9 why he hasn't died or melted away is he is supernatural. So in the film, it shows that an FBI sets up a sting operation and Jason's caught in it and he's blown to smithereens. And of course, you know, Jason's going to come back some way or another. And we find out that he has a demonic evil heart that becomes sort of like a hell baby form. And this form can possess multiple people till he finds a blood relative to resurrect himself. And they also have a bounty hunter that's seeking him named Creighton Duke. And this movie is a very good complete movie. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. So, versing Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers, Jason Goes to Hell is a much better movie, because first you get the beginning where you see Jason is blown up, you believe he's dead. Then you get the middle of the movie where you find out that he's possessing people, and then you get the end of the movie where you find out he has a sister and a niece, and his niece has to fight him, and she gets access to the mystical dagger, and she sends him to hell. She sends him to hell. And not only that, but you get like a after-ending scene where it shows Freddy Krueger's glove comes up and grabs his hockey mask and pulls it into the ground. It's amazing. It's an amazing movie. Compared to Halloween 6, at the end, you just see his mask and you hear Loomis screaming. But in the producer's cut, you see that Wynn walks up to Michael Myers, and Michael Myers is just standing there. The next cut is Dr. Loomis comes out, sees Michael Myers laying on the ground. He goes to remove his mask. It's Wynn touches Loomis and then transfers the mark of Thorn to Loomis. He moans, and Michael Myers is wearing the Man in Black's outfit and turns his head. So it wasn't, the two endings were kind of confusing and didn't really match up well. As the Jason Goes to Hell, the whole point of the movie is he goes to hell. So the hands and arms come out of the ground. They pull Jason into the ground. You know, it's complete. It's finished, you know. In fact, there wasn't another Jason movie, I believe, till like a decade later or so. It was quite some time, and that movie was Jason X. Chronologically, after Jason Goes to Hell, is Freddy versus Jason, because we see him come out of the ground where he was put in. We see his hockey mask and such. With the Halloween series after 6, they scrapped it. They said, no, we're not going to follow this one. We're going to do Halloween H2O 20 years later. So that's how bad that 6 fared, because they didn't even want to complete that supernatural storyline. They decided to ignore it all and just keep going. Mask-wise, I like the Michael Myers mask in Halloween 6. It's pretty cool. It's close to the original. I also like the Jason Goes to Hell mask because it's literally melted to his face now. So it's pretty much a tie when it comes to that. Both had great masks. Storylines were great. Like I said, when you get to this late amount in a franchise sequel-wise, you could probably only go supernatural. You know, you have no choice. Because no one's going to believe anything else than these guys are just, you know, creatures of some kind of supernatural. You know, they're on a supernatural mission of some sort, why they don't die. So, when Jason Goes to Hell, you discover that Jason had a secret sister. They wrote that in, I think, to give the script some more flavor. They say he has a sister. Now, we don't know if it's Pamela's daughter, or we don't know if it's Alice Voorhees, because we find out his father's name is Alice Voorhees, if he had a child out of wedlock. They don't really explain that. But they say she is indeed Jason's sister. And then she had a kid, and that's Jason's niece. And then the niece also has a baby child as well, a baby boy. So if they wanted to continue with the Jason Goes to Hell series, they could have, because they have some blood relatives that, you know, that could bring Jason back, or could put him back in hell. It depends which direction in the future, if they choose to do that, where they want to go. But as with Halloween 6, I don't know if they'll ever revisit the Thorn Plant. It wasn't really accepted among fans that, you know, this cult is controlling Michael, even though they addressed it and said that Michael controls the cult, but they really didn't show that in the movie. I don't think they'll ever visit, you know, that version of Michael Myers in the future. I think they'll just keep moving along from the Michael Myers from the first Halloween movie. As for Jason, it's in legal limbo right now, and in lawsuits and court. I don't personally know if you'll ever see another Friday the 13th movie or Jason movie. I know I'm working on a fan film project called Friday the 13th Requiem. That might even be out before there's another Jason movie. No one really knows the future of Friday the 13th. It's very sad to see. I hope something settles, you know, and hope that they give the fans what they want. For Halloween, we know there is a new timeline, a new trilogy with David Gordon Green. We have Halloween 2018, and now coming up hopefully this October, Halloween Kills. And then I'm predicted by 2023 we'll have Halloween Ends, because they're having trouble filming it because of the virus right now. I don't think they'll be able to release it on time by next year. It'll probably be out by 2023. Now there's some rumblings going on with Halloween Kills that the studio is getting cold feet again about releasing it. They might just put it on streaming platforms and maybe a limited run at the theater. They're really watching this virus and really watching how many people are getting vaccinated. It's a very scary situation, you know. You don't want to sit in a crowded theater and get a chance of getting this virus and spreading it to someone that you could, you know, kill them because they can't defend themselves from the virus. You know, their immune system's not good enough. So if they do the streaming route, that might be the safer route for most people to turn to. Is watch it on HBO Max or on Vudu or Prime, Amazon Prime or Google or YouTube Movies. You know, that might be the safer route to go. And a special note, my fan film Halloween Evil Lives, the fan film, will be dropping its teaser trailer on Super Bowl Sunday. You can catch that online on YouTube or in the Halloween Evil Lives fan film group on Facebook. We'll add you as a friend. Hit subscribe on YouTube. Also, we'll be streaming it in other groups on Facebook as well. And we look forward to see your reaction videos or read your comments. We really appreciate you all. And we'll catch you next time on the next episode of Halloween Evil Lives, the Fan Film Podcast.